The next few minutes, we're going to talk about the difference between having contact with the present moment versus having a limited knowledge of the self. I've adapted some definitions from Act Made Simple by Russ Harris to inform this discussion. So I'd like us to think about, if we lose contact with our own inner psychological world, or if we're out of touch with our own thoughts and our own feelings, it could be said that we lack self-knowledge. And without self-knowledge or self-awareness, it's much harder to change our behavior in adaptive ways. If we are fused with a conceptualized past, or ruminating on painful past events, maybe losses we've experienced, rejections or failures, then we will often fuse with also with a conceptualized future, so that all the bad or difficult things that happened in the past, we send those forward to the future and start to fuse with thoughts about how, oh, all those bad things are probably going to happen again. So contact with the present moment, in a nutshell and in plain language, what this means is the ability to flexibly notice your here and now experience, and to narrow, to broaden, to sustain, or redirect your focus as you desire to do it. So you might be asking, why would we do this? And the reason we would do this is because we might want to enhance our awareness so that we can perceive more accurately what's happening, and so that we can gather important information about whether to change or persist in any behavior that might be working or not working for us. Another reason, of course, is because we might want to engage more fully in whatever we're doing so that we get more satisfaction or more fulfillment out of these moments. An example of this for me in my own life relates to spending time with my children. Most parents, in fact, I would probably guess all parents I know, have incredibly busy lives. And we all have so many jobs to do. And of course, friends of mine that don't have kids also have terribly busy lives. So the useful piece here is being able to train our attention helps us to perform better or to act more effectively in these moments. So in my parenting example, that would mean for me that I'm getting fuller appreciation or joy out of small moments, rather than hurriedly rushing on to the next moment or the next job or the next task that has to be done. So it allows me to enjoy those small moments, like my daughter smiling at me, or my son, one of my sons telling a funny joke or doing something clever. So some synonyms for this include flexible attention, being present, connection, awareness, focusing, engaging, noticing, or observing. So you might be asking now, well, that sounds good, but how do we actually do it? So the method of actually doing this includes first noticing with curiosity and openness what is actually happening here and now, and then learning to discriminate between directly noticing your experience versus thinking about your experience. So paying attention flexibly to both the inner psychological world and the outer material world. So when might we want to use this skill? And really, we might like to use this anytime we're feeling disengaged or disconnected from our own thoughts and feelings. Anytime we're feeling maybe easily distracted, or if we or someone we know is lacking in self-awareness or in need of grounding or feeling more grounded. If someone we know or us ourselves, if we're feeling cut off from or missing out on important aspects of an experience, or let's say fused with any type of cognitive content, such as I am stupid, or maybe I might fuse with I am really, really clever. But if the problem with that, of course, is whether it's content that we characterize as either positive or negative, if we're fused with it, then we're probably not engaging fully with the experience that we're having right now in this present moment, because we're too wrapped up in how we have judged the day, or what sort of language we've used around it, how we've evaluated it, really. So this is an essential first step and a core component of the other three mindfulness processes, so diffusion, acceptance, and self as context. We might also refer to this as paying attention with openness, curiosity, and flexibility. And all of this lies at the heart of any mindfulness practice, and it's the starting point for diffusion, for acceptance, and for self as context techniques. So if you've been listening to some of the other mindfulness recordings here, you'll be hearing a lot about the different processes within ACT. And of course, this plays a major role in values-based living. If you're acting on your values, but you're not fully engaging in what you're doing, then actually you're probably missing out on some important stuff. Being present adds richness and fullness to our experiences. It also enables effective action. It's hard to do anything effectively when you're not paying attention to what you're doing. And when we're doing values work, many people will describe this like living in the moment, appreciating what I've got, stopping to smell the roses. And lots of folks will talk about wanting to cultivate loving or caring relationships. And of course, we can't do that without paying attention to them. These activities all require for us to be fully present. And of course, if we want to know whether or not we're actually living by our values, or whether or not our behavior is workable or working for us, we need to be aware of what we're doing and to be able to notice or track the consequences of our actions. Flexible attention is also essential for self-awareness and self-knowledge. And the more in touch we are with our own thoughts and our own feelings, the better we are able to regulate our behavior and to make wise choices that take our lives in the directions that we would like them to go in. So this discussion has been adapted from another section in Russ Harris's book, ACT Made Simple. And there's lots more available on that in Russ Harris's book, ACT Made Simple, or actually on the ACBS website. You'll see lots and lots of different pieces there that you might find helpful.